This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The holy book, Bas Ayin, of Rabbi Avram Doiv of Avarish, brings in two places in Parshas Ekev the drush of the Sefer Or HaMeir in his drush for Rosh Hashanah in the name of the Magid, which presumably refers to the Magid of Mezrich, on the Pasuk in Koheles, Uzachor Es Barecha, remember your Creator. Ada Shaloi Sechshach HaShemesh, before the sun darkens, V'hayoreach, and the moon, V'hakoychavim, and the stars. Actually, the Pasuk in full reads, Uzachor Es Barecha B'mei B'churay Secha, Ada Shaloi Yavoyu Yimei Hara, V'higiu Shanim Asher Toymar Inli B'hem Chifetz, Ada Shaloi Techshach HaShemesh, V'ha'or, V'hayoreach, V'hakoychavim, V'shavu Ha'avim Achar HaGeshem. However, Rabbi Avram Doiv brings the pasuk b'kitzur uzachares b'irecha ara shaloi sech shach hashemesh v'hayoreach v'hakoy chavim. Remember your Creator. This refers to three zmanim of tshuva. The first zman is sech shach hashemesh, when the sun darkens, when the sun weakens, as we know on Tu B'Av. The power of the sun, the light of the sun wanes, the heat of the sun wanes. In fact, the word sechshach is tosh koyach. It weakens the strength. When does the sun's koyach weaken? On Tu B'Av. Sechshach HaShemesh then refers to doing tshuva on Tu B'Av. Techshach, oisiois, tosh koyach. Rabbi Avram Doiv, in the beginning of Parshas Ekev, says that he heard from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Barditchov, that Tu B'Av and on is the beginning of the Shana for Tshuva. Utilizing the concept of Arba'im Yom Koidim Yitziras Havlad, Baskal Machrezes V'Aymeres, this is 40 days before creation of Chaf Hei Elul. Then the Pasuk continues, the second Zman of Tshuva is not Sechshach HaShemesh, but V'Hayoreach, the moon. Now there's a little bit of a discrepancy here. In the middle of the parsha, the Basayan says Yareach refers to Rosh Chodesh Elul, but more correctly is the way it's quoted in the beginning of the parsha, it refers to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is called the moon, when the moon is hidden. It's Bakese. And then finally, Hakoy Chavim refers to Hoshana Rabbah, as it's pointed out in the notes on the Basayan, that there's a tradition that the shadow of the celestial bodies is a determining factor in one's outcome of din. In other words, one can see what their outcome will be by looking at their shadow. Now, even though Chazal say it refers to the moon, in this remez, it is affiliated with the stars. So the three zmanim of tshuva, the most important, says the Bas Ayin, is the Zman of Tshuva of Tu B'Av. In fact, Ekev, the word Ekev, B'miluai, Ayin, Ayin Yud Nun, Kuf, Kuf Vav Pei, Beis, Beis Yud Tav, B'miluai is Gematria, Tosh Koyach, indicating V'hoya Ekev, one needs to advance his Tshuva already from Tu B'Av. And then Rabbi Avram Doiv of Avarish advances his most exhilarating remez, and that is the pasuk says, "V'yato Yisrael, and now Israel, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shaome Imach." What does God ask of you? And then it sounds like it's only a small thing that the Ribono Shel Olam asks of us, and then it goes on to say, "Fear Him, love Him, serve Him with all your heart and all your soul, observe the mitzvahs, and go in His ways." Well, wait a second. If it's only a small thing Hashem asks of us, so why does the pasuk go on to say many great responsibilities? Says Rabbi Avram Doiv, it could be read as follows. Ma! 45! For 45 days, Hashem asks you. Certainly the whole year we have to be involved in doing tshuva. Talmud Devar writes, one should attach every one of his days in the world of tshuva. The Svarim tell us, before each meal, one should be meharher b'tshuva. Before one goes to sleep at night, one should be meharher b'tshuva. But nevertheless, of all the days of the year, Ma Hashem Shalom Imach, the 45 days from Tu B'Av until Rosh Hashanah, one should be immersed in the process of tshuva. V'ata, and now, on Tu B'Av, which is 45 days before Rosh Hashanah, Al kolponim, Hashem asks of you to fear Him. And this we could just add, vi'ata, Chazal always say, vi'ena ve'ata ela tshuva. Vi'ata always refers to tshuva. Vi'ata, when is this man of tshuva, Yisrael? Ma, for the 45 days, Hashem sho me'imach ki im li'ira. So, Parsha Sekev is always the Parsha that is read after Tu B'Av, and it reminds us that these days are the Zmane of Tshuva, as Chodesh Av stands for Elul Ba, Elul is coming, and as the Ben La'ashri teaches us, we should not wait for the month of Elul, but L'shichnai Sidrashu Uvas Hashama. We have to start doing Tshuva in the Shachin, in the neighbor of Chodesh Elul, namely the month of Av. And if we do so, we'll be Zoicha to all the great blessings for Ksiva V'chasima Toiva, Agun Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.